Eddie barely noticed this byplay. He was too charmed and amused by that single broad ray of sun shining down on a green and cheerful plot of land, as unlikely in this dark and sterile desert as, well, he supposed, as unlikely as Central Park must seem to tourists from the Midwest making their first trip to New York. He could see buildings that looked like college dormitories, nice ones, and others that looked like comfy old manor houses with wide stretches of green lawn before them. At the far side of the Sunbeams area was what looked like a street lined with shops. The perfect little Main Street America, except for one thing. In all directions, it ended in dark and rocky desert. He saw four stone towers, their sides agreeably green with ivy. No, make that six. The other two were mostly concealed in stands of graceful old elms. Elms in the desert. Dink returned with a pair of binoculars and offered them to Roland, who shook his head.
"Don't hold it against him," Eddie said. "His eyes, well, let's just say there's something else. I wouldn't mind a peek, though."
"Me either," Susanna said. Eddie handed her the binoculars.
"Ladies first."
"No, really, I..."
"Stop it," Ted almost snarled. "Our time here is brief, our risk enormous. Don't waste the one or increase the other, if you please."
Susanna was stung, but held back a retort. Instead, she took the binoculars, raised them to her eyes, and adjusted them. What she saw merely heightened her sense of looking at a small but perfect college campus, one that merged beautifully with a neighboring village.
"No town versus gown tensions there, I bet," she thought.
"I bet Elmville and Breaker U go together like peanut butter and jelly. Abbott and Costello, hand and glove." Whenever there was a Ray Bradbury short in the Saturday Evening Post, she always turned to it first. She loved Bradbury. And what she was looking at through the binoculars made her think of Greentown, Bradbury's idealized Illinois village. A place where adults sat out on their porches in rocking chairs, drinking lemonade, and the kids played tag with flashlights in the lightning bug-stitched dusk of summer evenings. And the nearby college campus? No drinking there, at least not to excess. No joysticks or goofballs or rock and roll either. It would be a place where the girls kissed the boys goodnight with chaste ardor and were glad to sign back in so that the dormitory mom wouldn't think ill of them. A place where the sun shone all day, where Perry Como and the Andrews sisters sang on the radio. And nobody suspected they were actually living in the ruins of a world that had moved on.